Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? That's great. Well, tonight I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story. A story from the Holy Quran. Tonight's bedtime story is about the Prophet Lut alayhi salam's prayer. Now listen carefully. A long, long time ago, near the valley of Jordan, there lived a tribe of people. These people were said to be one of the most evil and naughty tribes of their time. They used to rob travelers of their money and were unfair to others. They did as they pleased so much so that they forgot about Allah and forgot about everything Allah had said. They only cared about enjoying themselves, no matter who got hurt. Living in the same land was Ibrahim alayhi salam's nephew, the Prophet Lut alayhi salam, and his family. The Prophet Lut alayhi salam was sent by Allah to guide those who didn't believe in him. But this proved to be more difficult than the Prophet had at first thought. Lut alayhi salam would always ask the villagers to think about and to fear Allah. He would ask them to listen to Allah before it was too late. But they never did. The people didn't listen at all. They just laughed at the Prophet Lut alayhi salam instead. Soon, the Prophet Lut alayhi salam didn't know what to do. He had no other family to turn to. Wherever he went with the call of Allah, Lut alayhi salam was turned away. The villagers hated him and wanted to see the back of him and his daughters. He pleaded desperately, "O Allah, help me." Then, one day, three strangers entered through the city gates. The Prophet Lut alayhi salam rushed to greet them, for they seemed to be good men. But little did the Prophet Lut alayhi salam know that these strangers weren't men at all. Boys and girls, do you know who these strangers were? They were angels in disguise. They were angels in disguise, and they had been sent by Allah. The angels told them that Allah had said that it was too late for the tribe. So, at night, the Prophet Lut alayhi salam and his daughters left the land, and they never once looked back. That night, an awful cry ripped through the skies. Suddenly, the whole place was torn from the earth and then came crashing down again. Then it began to rain. But, boys and girls, it wasn't water that fell from the skies. This wasn't rain. Instead, burning stones were flung down on the ruins. In the end, there was nothing left. That night, the Prophet Lut alayhi salam and his daughters knew that Allah saves only those he loved. Right, boys and girls. Now that we have finished that wonderful story, What does this story teach us? Do you want to whisper to your mummies or daddies? That's right. This story teaches us that Allah is always watching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees, hears, and knows everything that is going on in the world. We cannot be like the naughty tribe. We are Muslims. We are friends of Allah. We have to always remember Allah, pray to Allah, do what Allah asks of us. Always do good. We must help each other, our friends, our family, and care about everyone. We must love Allah, our Lord. Now, boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But, as you know, before we do that, we have to do two things. That's right. The first thing, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say together, thank you, Allah. To thank and praise Allah in our beautiful Arabic, we say, Alhamdulillah. Are you ready? Let's say it together. After three. One, two, three. Alhamdulillah. Very good. MashaAllah. The second thing we have to do is we have to pray the bedtime dua. This is very important. Now, let's pray together. Are you ready? Okay. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. That was very good, mashallah. Again, you have been wonderful listeners. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. That's very, very important. Also, remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. That's also very important. I can't wait to come back again on Tuesday for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.